This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Is the phone number for you to call to bring up whatever's on your mind, talk about what we're talking about. It doesn't matter. It's up to you because it's Free Talk Live. That number is 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And it's Ian.
And in the last segment before the break, we were talking about Liberland, this place that used to be no man's land in Europe in between Serbia and Croatia. That is now being settled for the first time after being created like over a decade ago, I think.
That's probably about a decade. I don't really know.
But it's been a while, and now they're finally getting settled. But, surprise, now they're just small Croatia because they adopted Croatia's entire law books.
Pretty much, and it seems like they just want to help, or they want Croatia's... Croatia to feel, what I'm trying to say is they want to feel legitimate, so they're adopting Croatia's rule, so Croatia will be like, yeah, we'll just leave you alone.
I think that's a very good way to look at it. That's what it seems like to me. They just they don't want people to think, oh, that's a place where people are going to go and, like you said, harbor sexual crime victims or something like that. They don't want, like, oh, that's just going to be a drug ward paradise, you know.
Right.
So they just, instead of writing down, you know, don't do things that harm other people or we'll kick you out. They adopted all of Croatia's laws, which
their
I don't really...
criminal laws and their building code.
I don't know much about Croatia at all, but I've never heard it referenced as some kind of a
it
libertarian
hotspot.
It is not
considered to be a free country, for
right.
sure. I'll go pull that number
Yeah, what ranking is it with, like, Cato or something?
I'll find out for you.
Is it Cato that does that for all the countries?
There's a few rankings out there. There's economic freedom rankings, and there's, like, personal freedom rankings. And I'm going to guess Croatia's not in the top 50% on both of them, but I'll find out for you.
I mean,
perfect.
Most of Europe is not that great for liberty, but neither is the United States. And the reason we're talking about that is because in Alabama, not one of the freest places for just, personal freedoms. It's not at all. It's a police state. In Alabama, a man, a band director for the high school where he lived around Birmingham, was tased by police for not stopping his students' performance.
See, to me, before we get into the story, the first sentence you read just sounds ridiculous. Like, why are the police wanting to tase a guy for not stopping the performance?
Why are they involved in this, like, high school band performance at all?
Right.
It's very weird. Oh, this says it is in Birmingham. I thought it was, like, outside of. So, what began as a routine... Oh, this is from NPR. And what began as a routine band performance of Talking Out the Side of Your Neck by Cameo. I guess that's the name of a song.
Mm-hmm.
I know that that means, talking crap to someone. But it's, like, a really weird way to say it. Like, why are you talking out the side of your neck to me?
It is weird.
I don't know why it means that. I've just heard it used. So, and Cameo is apparently an artist. So, yeah. A high school is performing Talking Out the Side of Your Neck by Cameo at an Alabama high school football game. And it ended in a troubling confrontation when a police officer tased the marching band director for refusing to stop the music.
Oh, okay. I got to interrupt you here. Croatia is, according to the Cato.org Human Freedom Index of 2022, it actually is in the top 40. It's number 40. So it's a higher freedom ranking than nearby Serbia. And it is higher than Bulgaria, France, Georgia, Seychelles, many others. Singapore, Barbados. So not bad.
I guess it's a little better than we thought.
I mean, there's like 200 countries. It's not like they're 40 out of a million.
And where's the U.S. on here? U.S. at number 23. on this list.
By wow, the land of the free.
Yeah.
Yeah, not number one.
Switzerland, apparently number one, according to this, with the most personal and economic freedom, averaging out to...
I did forget about them when I was saying Europe isn't that great.
A score of 8.94 out of 10. By comparison, Croatia scored a 7.86.
I wonder how socialist Switzerland is, because I hear about it being not that bad for liberties, but are they, like, taking a bunch of your money out of your account?
By the way, these are pre-COVID numbers, it appears, so...
I think they probably would still be at number one, because they didn't do as bad as most other countries, and especially not ones in Europe.
Top five are Switzerland, New Zealand, Estonia, Denmark, and Ireland.
Wow, top Estonia.
So anyway, there you go. That was to wrap up our conversation about Liberland, Croatia. Not as bad as we previously had presumed.
Maybe they had to choose between Serbia and Croatia, and they chose Croatia because it's a little better. I still don't think
it's
a good idea.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah.
Serbia's down at number 69 on the list with a score of 7.16 out of 10. All right, anyway, back to your Alabama, was it?
Yes, yeah. This is a high school in Birmingham, Alabama. So... this man got tased for refusing to stop the music, and he's the director of the band for the football game. The altercation occurred Thursday around 9 p.m. local time after a game at Jackson Olin High School in Birmingham, Alabama. After the game. Minor High School band, Minor's the name, so Minor High School's the name of the high school. Band director Johnny Mims, who's 39, and his ensemble of 145 students were about a minute away from being done with their final song, the classic Talking Out the Side of Your Neck by Cameo.
The classic.
Yeah.
Does it actually say that? Or
no, I just said that, yeah.
Okay.
So they're about a minute away from being done with the last song. So it's not like they had just started and the police were like, we have a good reason, stop the music. And he was like, no, we're going to go for the next 2 hours. It was a minute away from being over. So that's just kind of important to know, I think. So his ensemble of 145 students were about a minute away from being done with their final song when a police officer approached the podium. According to both Mims and the Birmingham Police Department, officers asked Mims to stop the performance so they could clear out the stadium.
Why?
I don't know. Mims responded that the song was about to end and the performance was agreed on by both schools, like both fighting football teams.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing we were doing at the time was being a danger to the community, fans, or the school, Mims told NPR on Monday. Everyone was enjoying themselves. That's the part I'm having a hard time grappling with. As the students finished their performance, officers attempted to arrest Mims for not complying. Police said the band director refused to place his hands behind his back and allegedly pushed an officer, an arresting officer. It's alleged, and, I mean, imagine how shocked you'd be if you're, like, starting to get arrested for not being like, all right, class, stop playing your trumpets and flutes.
Yeah, that would be a really shocking experience to have some dude with a badge, a shiny badge, and a costume come up behind you and start trying to arrest you.
He definitely didn't do anything morally wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But Mims said he was simply caught off guard, adding that it was difficult to see who was grabbing him because the stadium's lights went out.
Hmm.
Moments later, an officer pulled out a stun gun and tased Mims.
Wow.
Birmingham police said it happened once, but Mims insists he was tased up to 3 times. And I wouldn't put it past the police officers to lie. They do have body-worn camera footage. I didn't actually watch it or anything before the show, so I'm just going to click it and see how much it shows, like how dark it is. Oh, no, this is the video. Okay, yeah, so it doesn't... at this part that I'm looking at, it's not dark or anything yet. So, okay, yeah, when the lights go out, it's pretty dark. The major stadium lights go out, and you see, like, a bunch of lights from, like, the houses around there, but it's not really lighting up the area. So, yeah, that might be an interesting video if somebody wants to watch it. I don't think it's going to be interesting enough to play on the air, though. So Mims was sent to the hospital, which police said was standard protocol after this type of incident, after they tased people. When Mims was discharged, he was taken to jail on charges of disorderly conduct, harassment, and resisting arrest. Harassment?
Oh. Who did he harass?
Right.
Maybe he said something they were offended by.
Wow. Well, they were harassing him.
Right.
Mims returned home Friday on bail. Wandalin Given, a lawyer for MIMS, called the incident an alarming abuse of power and called for the officers involved in the incident to be put on administrative leave until further investigation. She added that MIMS plans to take legal action against the police department.
Good.
I would too.
This case highlights the urgent need for police reform, training, and the protection of every citizen's rights, Given said.
I still can't figure out why they were there trying to shut this thing
right,
down.
Right. I'm wondering if this is going to give more information.
I'm looking at another story right now just to see if I can... And they don't mention it. It just says that that the officers were trying to shut this thing down for some reason.
That's why I think it's such a strange story, because they're not telling us why they had to clear the stadium.
Right.
Yeah. And this next paragraph says that the Birmingham Police Department did not respond to a request for comment. Oh, immediately respond. But on Friday, the police department sent a statement to its... or that its internal affairs division investigates all incidents where an officer uses force during arrest. Okay, yeah, but that's not answering...
And then they find that the officer's was fine.
Yeah, the officer did nothing wrong. He was being harassed by MIMS, the guy who wanted to let his students finish the last minute of their performance of talking out the side of your neck. Days later, the altercation continues to draw anger from across the country, with some questioning the use of force and others reeling from what they saw firsthand Thursday night or on videos circulated across social media. You know, I don't want to be part of causing anger to go across the country. When I saw that, it just immediately gave me, like, this is emotional programming from the media. Like, you shouldn't just, like, spend your time being angry. You
right.
Know, because
you need to
like
spend your time doing good things in your life, staying away from, you know, horrible media stories or whatever, just so you can have your own mental space.
I think it's important to know what's going on and to not be angry. Because there was a time in my life when I first found out how bad cops were after they arrested me on some crap that I was just watching video after video. I was like, oh, my God. How come people don't know about this? Like, cops often kill people for no reason. Or they just, like, arrest people for no reason. And, like, there's all these videos. I gotta share them all the time. And I was getting so angry. Like, once I realized that in me, I had to take a step back. Like, I didn't stop because there were literally so many people in my government town, a.k.a. military base I lived on, telling me, like, you should probably stop posting that. Like, you know, there's a lot of good cops out there. And it's, like, offending me to have to see it all the time.
Well, then don't look at it.
They definitely need to look at it. But you also don't need to get angry. I don't know. When I read that sentence, it was just immediately, like, to me it sounds like we're trying to issue out a statement to get people angry, you know?
That's entirely possible because, you know, this is what media does is it's a propaganda arm for the state and
programming.
Oh, absolutely. It is programming. It's programming to elicit emotion.
I'm looking here, by the way, at another story from CNN. It says the incident happened following a win by Minor High School at Jackson Olin High School in Birmingham. Birmingham police officers started clearing out the stadium when the game ended and noticed that, quote, both schools' bands were still performing. Officers spoke with both band directors and asked them to stop playing music, quote, so students and attendees would leave the stadium, unquote. What's the rush?
Yeah, like, you can't wait one more minute?
You can't wait one more minute? What's the rush?
I mean, I could understand if the officers said, look, we just got a bomb threat. We need you to stop playing music, announce for people to quietly leave, you know, orderly leave the stadium. But that's not what was going on here. It just seems like the police apparently normally go and shut down these football games. Is that a thing? Like, I haven't been to a high school football game since I was in high school.
Yeah, me neither.
And I didn't have a high school that had a football team, so I only happened to go to, like, one high school football game just because, for whatever reason. I know what it was. My friend was, like, the videographer or whatever, so he had me come along. And I don't recall anything, like, crazy happening where the police showed up at the end and rushed everybody out. I mean, like, give people time to put their drink down or finish their hot dog or whatever and then leave on their own volition. And if they're not gone after, I don't know, a half hour to an hour, maybe then you could send the security crew through. But, like, the band's still playing. It's still a show. What's the big deal?
Yeah. It's just silly.
I don't know. Like, you would think that if people were still hanging out there for the, like, that, you know, to listen to that band, there'd be less people crowding around the parking lot, You know, it'd be less of a... If you're like, everyone get out at the same time, that seems more dangerous than...
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm the same way. It's like, if you're at a game, like whether it's a high school football or a baseball game or whatever, you either leave early or you wait around so you're not in this crazy traffic jam trying to get out of the stadium. It's like, if you leave before the end of the ninth inning, you could probably get out pretty easily at a baseball game. But otherwise, you're just slammed with everybody else trying to leave at the same time. So again, what's the rush?
Yeah.
I definitely feel really sad for this guy because it's just ridiculous what happened to him. It sounds so traumatic. It says Mims is still recovering physically from the arrest. He said he continues to be haunted by the incident, specifically seeing his student scream and cry as he was tased.
Right.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah, let's traumatize these high schoolers and remind them of why they should never trust the police.
Yeah, exactly. And the police are just doing their jobs, but, you know, their job is a terrible one because it's traumatizing people.
Their job isn't as nice as teaching 145 students how to play music.
Right.
It says Mims has been a band director for Minor High School since 2018. He credits his passion for music to his teachers who introduced him to the violin, cello, and saxophone. And that's why he pursued music education and became a teacher. Quote, I'm a Christian guy and I'm called to forgive, but this situation makes me more apprehensive about the police, unquote.
Mm.
And that's nice.
Yep.
He's saying that he forgives, but You can't forgive, but you can't stop having PTSD.
You can't forget the lessons or the experience that you had.
Yep. He says, you may not know what their intentions might be, even when you're doing something positive. Well, they don't understand you doing something positive, because that's not in their wheelhouse.
Nope. They just serve the state.
Mims added that he is on administrative leave with pay as part of protocol while the school district investigates what happened. Wow.
Huh.
Walter Gonsolin, superintendent of Jefferson County Schools, said in a statement, I am in the process of gathering all the facts and feel it would be inappropriate to comment further until that process is complete. I urge everyone not to jump to conclusions. Tasers are among the most common use of force in police departments, according to the FBI. But there is very little data on the federal or local level of how often they are deployed or turned fatal. A Reuters analysis from 2020 documented more than 1,000 cases of deaths related to police use of tasers, largely between 2000 and 2018, and found that Black Americans were disproportionately impacted, which Mims is a Black guy. I just think it's crazy to just tase someone for not listening to you, and that shows that that person obviously is not in control of their emotions and shouldn't be working out in a professional field where you're supposed to deal with people.
And it just goes to show, too, that, you know, people trust the cops. People supposedly trust these people with badges.
Well, if they do, they've never had any interactions.
No, they've never had any interactions, and maybe the only interactions they have are quote-unquote positive reactions, but... You know, those of us who have seen what police do, who have interacted with police, especially here in New Hampshire, trying to film inside a courthouse, we know that these police aren't going to be on your side. They don't really want to be in favor of what you're doing when it comes to filming government bureaucrats at work.
Yep. They just know that it's us against them. That's how they feel. They feel it's us, the cops, against them, the subjects, which is what they call you, by the way.
So it does appear from the footage I'm seeing over at the Law and Crime Network page on YouTube or on their channel. This does appear to be, by the way, for the record, since you mentioned he's Black, this is a black-on-black event. The police officers in this particular case were Black men as well. So I think this is actually a really interesting case because most of the time when we hear things in the media about somebody being violated by the police, it's white cops against a Black guy, but it's not always.
Not in that Memphis one where those six guys killed that one guy.
That's another good example. That one was incredibly brutal. This guy luckily survived this attack. But
the thing is, like, how they don't go, hey, wait, Mr. Mims, do you have a heart pacer or whatever they're called or anything like that? Like, it could have killed him. Shocking somebody with a taser isn't always, like, you got to be sure that you don't want to, like, kill this person. Like, I don't think they care.
Yeah. I don't know. There may have been a white cop there, but definitely it looks like these were black cops. So I think the important takeaway here is it's not about white versus black. It's about people who have power, who are wielding power over other human beings, no matter what their color is. Certainly it seems like black people are targeted more often, disproportionately perhaps, as compared to others. But clearly a black man with power is going to do the same thing that a white man with power is, which is to say, abuse somebody.
And that's because—
Absolutely, yeah. And that brings up the idea of the Jones Plantation by Larkin Rose, where people with power are going to abuse you no matter how you vote with that power or vote for that power to be used.
No matter what demographics you're a part of, that they're part of, if you think, oh, if I just vote in more white people, then they're more likely to be compassionate towards me. Well, no, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and power is the thing that is unequal between us and the cops. Like, they have the ability to kill you and probably not get in trouble, and you don't have the ability to even push their hands away without them tasing you 3 times in front of your students while they're screaming. Obviously, it must have been, it's not like he was just like, ow. You know, like, he must have looked like he was really getting hurt for his students, like high schoolers, not like elementary school kids, to be screaming and crying.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
So, well, I guess that's that story. Yeah, I think it is important. I only mentioned he was black because the ending statement talked about that black Americans were disproportionately impacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think it's important to always point out, that the police, the system is the problem. The way that things are set up to give people authority over other people, which is not right ever, is the problem.
Well, there is no such thing as authority. It is just, like we were talking about before, where there's no such thing as the nation state. It's just an imagination.
Yep.
It's an idea
that
people are using to justify violence over others. The same thing is true of the idea of authority. And you mentioned Riley Larkin Rose. I'm not familiar with the Jones Plantation.
The Jones Plantation originally started as a YouTube video where Mr. Smith or a plantation owner had slaves. And they wanted to figure out how to get the slaves to work better. So, they voted on which slave master would govern them. And over time, it just became an example of what government does. I would definitely recommend finding that video. He's also done a bigger, larger version of that video that people should check out, too.
So the idea being that slavery has expanded to larger than just a slave master on a plantation with obvious, taskmasters,
right,
holding
it's,
whips.
It's turned into a government. It's turned into a gang of thugs calling themselves government.
Well, slavery was not made illegal. It was made legal in the United States for prisoners.
Yeah.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Ukrainian President Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow. He'll meet with President Biden at the White House. The visit comes as Congress is currently weighing Biden's request to approve more than $20 billion in additional aid for Ukraine in its war against Russia. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer trying to go around Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's block on military promotions. Lisa Taylor has more.
Schumer today moved to tee up votes on three key promotions, including for the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. The Senate will hold one-off votes on top military brass, which are usually done together. This comes as Tuberville has held up more than 300 promotions in protest to the Pentagon's abortion policy.
After the Patriots-Dolphin game in Foxborough, 53-year-old Dale Mooney was punched in the head twice by a man wearing a Miami Dolphins jersey. He hit the ground and never got up. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control, 603-283-6160 is the number to call. That's 603-283-6160 to get in on the conversation with us, bring up whatever is on your mind. That's the point of Free Talk Live. And in the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And it's Ian.
And I wanted to tell you about Dash. This hour of Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin useless for purchases, but Dash continues to have fees less than 1 cent per transaction, and its features ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from 51% attacks by their Chainlox technology. There's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash transaction complete. So it's great for merchants. And, you know, reading that, like, makes so much sense to me. But if you don't get what any of that means, feel free to call in and ask questions. Because I just realized some people might not even know what a confirmation is. But it's a good thing. It makes it a good cryptocurrency. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies and is widely available on exchanges, including the decentralized Maya protocol and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get and use Dash. Start by learning more at Dash.org. Big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. Visit Dash.org to learn more about Dash. croatia-dash.org.
So I wanted to add to our discussion about the school band director who was tased. Thankfully, he's still alive by some, you know, hothead cops from Birmingham Police Department. The video, which is 4 minutes and 37 seconds over at the Law and Crime Network, it is an edited video, so you don't get to see everything in it, but this particular video does contain a lot of the footage. And it mentions at the very beginning of the video that the game had ended. There, again, for listeners just tuning in, this was a football game, high school football game, where cops showed up to clear out the stadium, and the band director's still playing. The band's still going strong, and they're wrapping up their last song. And, you know, most of the stadium looks otherwise pretty empty. It seems like people have kind of mostly left, but he wants to finish the song, the band wants to finish playing, and the cops don't want to have anything to do with it, so they demand the band director stop his students, which is, you know, it's a large band. I mean, there's dozens of people in this band. Stop playing in the midst of the song just because the cops are inconvenienced by this. Essentially, it says
maybe they needed to, they weren't allowed to leave till everybody left, so they're like, come on, we gotta get this.
We gotta get home. It says here in the beginning of this footage that the game had ended 18 minutes prior to the beginning of the police body cam footage. So,
and it's like any kind of event like that's not like, well, the game ends and everybody forms a, you know, single file line and gets out immediately. Like, there could be
people hang
people
out.
Talking.
They talk. They talk about what they saw in the game. They go visit their friend that they ran into. Whatever. No one. I've never seen anyone in a huge rush unless they got another date to get to or something like that to leave a stadium afterwards. And I just don't understand the urgency that the police had in this particular case to demand that an entire band of students who's obviously, you know, having a good time doing their thing has to stop right in the middle of a song just because it's inconvenient for them, for the police. 18 minutes? I mean, that's, you know, barely a quarter of an hour has transpired. You were just commenting to me earlier tonight how, Bonnie, for you, 10 minutes goes by in a flash.
Yes, I said, I don't understand how people can be like, oh, I have 10 minutes to get ready, so I'm just going to continue talking on my Snapchat video or whatever. If I had 10 minutes to get ready and I opened up Snapchat and started a video, 10 minutes would be over.
Yeah, that's what happens with social media sometimes. And some people think they're good time managers, and all of a sudden 10 minutes are gone, and they're like, oh, no.
Yeah, and, I mean, 18 minutes is nothing. That's not a lot of time at all. I just there's no justification for this whatsoever, but it's going to be a tough thing for this guy to beat because he's got all these cops. There were multiple cops on him, grabbing on him and making the usual cop claims of, well, he swung on us. Well, where's the footage of that? It looks to me like you had three hulking cops holding this guy down, because we did review, or I reviewed some of the footage during the break there. And, I mean, maybe this guy wasn't as cooperative as the police would have liked
for not doing a crime, so...
Yeah,
not doing anything that actually harmed anyone else, so I don't really blame him.
Yeah, they're charging him with disorderly so-called conduct, resisting arrest.
And harassment.
Oh, was harassment the other one?
Yeah, which is really stupid. They were harassing him.
Yeah.
Well, is that all you have for that?
That's it. I just wanted to comment that it was like, you know, 18 minutes. I mean, that's all they had to get out of the stadium.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount of time to try and do a stadium clearing. I mean, they should have waited longer.
If just the band had 145 kids in it, it must have been big schools. Well, I'm going to go to the phones and you guys' calls and thoughts. Chuck in Washington, you're on the air. What's on your mind, Chuck?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention I'm listening to you guys in KTOX, Needles, California, 1340 AM
on the
internet. And I think a lot of these problems that we see with cops, and I went down a rabbit hole Bonnie was describing a couple months ago with, you know, these internet videos and YouTube and the videos that are generated by just really bad law enforcement professionals and bringing a bad name upon their profession and their department. Lackluster does a really good job of making videos on YouTube. The guy, that's his YouTube handle or whatever, Lackluster. But I think a lot of these things that we see in America today as far as American policing on American streets could be addressed when they hire these bozos. If I was a city manager or a mayor or whatever, or put in charge of the hiring process for a police officer, I would not go with anybody that wants to be a police officer.
Hmm.
They would be eliminated. I would go with the people that wanted to be a teacher. They wanted to be a banker, and then they saw an advertisement for a cop opening position at your local jurisdiction there, and then went and decided to do that.
I get where you're coming from, Chuck, but I think the problem you're going to run into here, and I believe it was the Stanford Prison Experiment that showed this. The problem you're going to run into here is that power corrupts. Bonnie, you mentioned this earlier. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely. But you want to keep the people out who are seeking these positions. I get that. That makes sense because those people are probably more likely to be the power-seeking types.
Might make slow down the process a little. Probably.
Power tripper.
But the problem,
not Jack Tripper, power tripper.
The problem is the fact that that power exists. It will corrupt even those who were not necessarily seeking it.
I mean, like you mentioned teachers. There are teachers I've had the displeasure to be taught by in my life that the power of being teacher corrupted them, and they became like, Nazis.
I've seen a government janitor here in Keene, New Hampshire act like a little power sick freak.
We saw a old lady crossing guard smack Derek Jay in the face for filming her.
Yeah, so I think that's your problem. And if you look at the Stanford Prison Experiment, there's been a lot of documentation about it over the years, but for listeners that aren't familiar with it, essentially, there was a college professor who put together this study, and it's been quibbled with over the years, and I think it's one of those things that they can't do anymore because it technically was not ethical. Normally when you have a study, you come up with certain results, and then someone else should be able to duplicate that study to come up with the same results.
Yeah.
They can't do that with the Stanford Prison Experiment because it wasn't an ethical study to begin with, as I understand it. But essentially what they did was they took college students who were willing to participate in a study. They did not know what kind of study it was going to be. And so if I recall correctly, they drew straws to determine who was going to play the certain roles in the study. And it was a prison study. And the prisoners were the college students, and the guards were also the college students. And that's what they drew straws for. So they didn't attract anyone into the study who was specifically looking to be a prison guard. They just had some college kids, right? And then the guard roles were handed out randomly. And what they found was that the guards behaved as prison guards behaved. They were corrupt. They were more prone to
abusing people.
Abusing the prisoners.
Yeah.
The prisoners acted as prisoners are expected to behave in the study. It's absolutely fascinating for anyone that has never taken the time to actually look into the Stanford Prison Experiment. The guy who created the study, Phil Zimbardo, if I recall correctly, he's written extensively, as I said, about this. It's sort of what he made his name off of. But he was the warden, if you will, of the facility, the manager of the facility, and he had to stop the study, I think it was like several days in, after his girlfriend at the time had told him that he had gone too deep, that he was getting into the role as well of being the warden in the study and had lost any kind of level of disconnection from it. Like he was corrupt isn't the right word, but he had lost his sight of what he was trying to do.
He was like, I remember specifically her saying, like, you need to stop this because of what the students are doing to each other. And he was like, no, it must go on.
Right, yeah,
he was
the experiment must continue.
The experiment must continue.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and it really just showed that even people who weren't seeking power could become sick by it, power sick, and corrupted by it. And so the problem can be solved in a better way, I think, than what you suggested. And the way that it can be solved is by having competition in the area of protection. And in that we do not have today. We have a one-size-fits-all government system.
You
where,
have to deal with it.
Where, yeah.
It's a monopoly on protection.
Well, right, and it's a monopoly on violence. And the reality is they're not going to do a very good job protecting you because they're a monopoly. But they are
Why is that? It's because they are unaccountable to you. Like, they don't...
accountable, yeah.
They don't have any responsibility to make sure you approve of the job they're doing.
No, because you're forced to pay for their job, whether you like it or not. If the police in wherever you are
Hillsborough,
tonight,
New Hampshire.
In Oregon, if the police in Oregon are abusive to you or abusive to a family member of yours or a loved one of yours or a friend, then you can't refuse to pay for their services. You have to continue paying for an abusive police department, and the most you can do is you can beg the city council or beg the state legislature to put in some sort of reform years later or whatever that may or may not have any effect on anything at all, because the one thing the government isn't changing with whatever purported reforms are being suggested, and very few reforms are actually being implemented, despite some being talked about, they're not actually being implemented. But what is being suggested, is very weak, and it will not change the fundamental structure of having a one-size-fits-all monopoly violence police force. Whereas, if there were an actual marketplace in policing, if you could actually choose to not give money to the government police and instead maybe hire private security or some other kind of insurance provider or whatever it would look like, we don't know what exactly this would look like because we've never seen it tried before. But the idea
They had a social experiment that that occurred at the Capitol Hill occupied protest a couple years ago in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I was there the day before that their security, their chop security, killed somebody. And so it was this power dynamic that you're describing happened, but it was the Seattle police weren't good enough for these people. They went to their security, and they ended up killing somebody, which was kind of, I don't know, I guess it kind of feeds into what you're describing here as this power dynamic and people's exercise of power.
Well, the difference, though, with the you're talking about the Capitol Hill protest thing, the autonomous zone.
Yeah.
The difference is whatever it was that happened in the autonomous zone, I didn't have to pay for it. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not saying that the whatever it was that happened with the killing, I don't know all the details of it. I don't know, you know, what happened, or I've got
no
comment on.
The police didn't send someone in to kill someone to make the autonomous zone look bad.
Yeah, I have no comment on how that came about, but I know I didn't have to actually pay for it, so there's no blood on my hands. And if you've got a group of people out there, if you've got a corrupt group in a competitive environment, which is not what this was. This was a group of communists or protesters or whatever trying to take over a section of the city and run it on their own. This
with, like, people's houses that weren't consenting and stuff.
Yeah, this
didn't sound good.
Yeah, this wasn't an open market competition in protection like what I'm talking about. But if you actually have let's say you have a service provider who's providing you with some level of protection, whether that's 24-hour a day, you know, full-on bodyguards, or it's a cop rolls through your neighborhood once every 2 hours or whatever. There's different levels of service that you could have, theoretically. But you've got a group that is providing you service, and you find out that they've roughed up your son or, you know, your son's friends because whatever, for whatever reason. They roughed him up, and they were very unprofessional. And then what you could do, if it was an actual free market in protection, was you could say, you're fired. I'm no longer going to, we're not going to contract with you. Our house isn't contracting with you. Our friends aren't going to contract with you anymore.
Yeah, and even if it's not affecting you, if they killed someone in your neighborhood, you could support by switching services, firing them.
Maybe you wouldn't have to. Maybe the company would say, oh my God, this guy's out of control. We're sorry we hired him. We're firing him.
Let's get rid of him. He's dangerous.
We've got an insurance policy that's going to pay out to the people that he abused. I mean, there are things that could come into play. Market forces would come into play in a way they cannot come into play
because
when there's a monopoly from the government.
You might wonder, oh, well, why don't the police just do that now? Like, if somebody gets killed, why don't the police just scramble to, oh, let me fire this guy because this is not right? Well, because they don't have any incentive because it's easier to just not have to rehire and
they
train
cover their ass
else.
Now. They close the ranks. They circle the wagons.
Plus,
they protect their own.
Protect their own so other people will protect them when they're doing the little things they like to get off on doing. Mm-hmm. So
this is why the experiments of libertarianism is such a good thing to try. It allows us opportunity to figure out what's going to work and what's going to work better than what we have now.
I understand where Chuck is coming from, and thank you for the call, Chuck. A lot of times when people first start going down the rabbit hole, like you said, of like finding all these videos of, oh, there's been like hundreds of instances where cops have killed people and done all these terrible things to people. Why don't people care about this more? You start wanting to think up solutions. And that was happening to me too, because I wasn't quite a libertarian when this first started happening. I was just, you know, thinking like, wait, this guy needs to be punished. You know, stuff like that. And, like, we need to get rid of this cop. And eventually I came to this article. I started wondering, what would it be like if we abolished the police? And I looked up, like, should we abolish the police? I found this video article by, like, a black power type of guy, but he's totally right on this. He was talking about how abolishing the police, not defunding them, and this was 2016, so I was way before 2020.
Pre-Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's talking about how abolishing the police is the only way because it's the system that is broken.
Yep.
Like,
and there's no fixing
it. It's never going to be fixed. Right.
You can't make a monopoly behave.
Yeah, you can't vote your way to fixing power.
Right.
Power has to be abolished.
I agree. There's just no such thing as rightful power of one human over another. Moving on, we have another caller. I think it's Ricky. Are you there, Ricky, from Pennsylvania?
No doubt there, Miss Bonnie. Sounding good tonight, Brother Ian. Brother Riley, good evening. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, Ricky.
What's on your mind? I think you might have the radio on in the background.
No, it's some sort of thing with his phone, so when we're talking, you're going to have to turn him down, or it's just going to keep making that terrible noise in the background.
Oh, okay. So what's on your mind, Ricky?
Well, a little something different. You know, 2017, some may recall, for the better part of the year when I was running for office, you know, I wore the battle flag, you know. Now, my hat, my duster, all that stuff. Now, I'm going to say right now, when I disappeared from public life, I lost all that.
Oddly you lost enough, your hat?
And the duster, and the battle flag, the leather jacket, out of my apartment. Oddly enough, my .45 was still in the drawer. That being said, odd, huh? Nonetheless, you know, I don't learn very good. You see, the answer to that one was, Ricky from the Commonwealth, don't run for office. Well, as I've said, you know, I plan on publicly announcing that in 25. Now, what's interesting is I wore the battle flag. Now, the one I wore was a 3x5 battle flag, but it was the wrong one.
Maybe you're wearing battle flag. Maybe when you wear battle flags, you're promoting people to harm you because they think you're going to war against them.
Well, that's exactly what I plan to do in 2025. But my point here is the one I wore
to go
was that
to war against people.
Huh?
You said that you plan to go to war against people in 2025.
Yes, it's called the federal government.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I'm going to announce it right now. My big campaign promise, if elected, I will make sure that the U.S. Constitution is blown away and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania secedes.
How are you going to do that?
Well, now I can't. I'm not going to go into that on the air right now, Ian. Now, that's a poor idea because already people are going to have issues with me when I get in there. But that's not for tonight, Ian. I want to talk about my new battle flag I'm going to be ordering. Now, the one I actually wore was a 3x5 battle flag with no border. Now, that was the wrong one. That was actually the one for the Navy. That's the one everybody got. I couldn't get the right one.
I'm sorry. What is a battle flag? I, for some reason, thought you were talking about the other flag that you like, that I can't remember what it's called, the Southern Cross. So what's a battle flag?
The battle flag in North Virginia is the one that everybody had during the Civil War. Now, let me explain. Now, that one was a square flag, a 3x3 with a border. Same thing with the elongated cross with the stars. Now, I couldn't get one then, and, you know, it's funny because I called the company.
Are we talking about the Confederate stars and bars? Is that what you're referring to?
I'm saying that the one everybody has is the wrong one. The one I'm going to get is the right one. Has anybody ever seen the hood of the General Lee from the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
No.
Nah, maybe a long time ago.
The point I'm saying is the right one is a square flag. This is the battle flag of North Virginia. This was Lee's army. That's the one everybody had during that period. It's square, and it has a border.
Like an orange border? That's what I seem to have pulled up when I Googled it.
It's a white border with a red background with a blue elongated cross. With
you're talking
stars.
About the stars and bars,
it,
right?
It's, okay, yeah, Ian, he is, but it's just that it's not, like,
it's square.
It's not a rectangle, and it has a border. So, yeah, it's almost the same thing. I don't really know why
we're
talking
about. Who cares if it's square versus rectangle? What the hell does it matter?
Well, here's the because it does matter, because the other one was for the Navy. Now, I found there's only one company in the whole country that I can obtain this from, and it has to literally be made from scratch.
That's because no one knows about this, if what you're saying is even true. It is so trivial.
Yeah, it's just pointless to have a piece of cloth to carry around anyway.
I mean, this is the definition of trivia, Ricky.
Well, let me ask you this one, Ian. Now, I will tell you, I'm going to be starting my pre-campaign campaign in the future, and I'm going to start running in 2025. And I promise you it'll be a campaign like nobody's ever seen.
All right, well, then you'll just have to tell us about it in 2025.
Well, if you do want to share, I do want to know if your plans for secession for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are peaceful. Are you talking about peaceful means of secession?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the way I'm looking to do it, as a pre-association, we have an opportunity, plus when it comes down to our Constitution, I will say that also, that we should be able to do that once I'm in the seat, and I'll be able to, have my other House members will understand. And there's more.
I have no idea what he's saying.
I don't know, but I just wanted to clarify that because he was talking about a battle flag. He said he was going to go to battle against the federal government.
Gotcha.
So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you for the call, Ricky. what were you going to say, Riley?
It's just interesting that Ricky wants to use a battle flag in his campaign instead of a peace flag.
Yeah, and will people look at that and be able to know, oh, no, that's not the regular Confederate flag, that's the battle one. Like, maybe if they're from there, they'll know. That kind of seems like a bad idea to me. 603-283-6160. If you want to bring up whatever is on your mind, even as trivia about Confederate flags. No, I'm just kidding.
Please
don't do that.
603-283-6160.
It's Free Talk Live.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.